in this bulletin. Sri Lankan security forces given shoot-on-sight powers as violent protests continue across the country. 44 dead in an Ecuador prison riot. And in sport, fresh allegations of racism at Collingwood Football Club emerge. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The United Nations has condemned the latest violence in Sri Lanka as the country's defence ministry orders security forces to shoot anyone injuring others or damaging property. Defying a 36-hour curfew, protesters swarmed the entrance to President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's office in Colombo for the 32nd day to demand that he follow in his brother's footsteps and quit. The Defence Ministry says 8 people, including a ruling politician, were killed and 219 were injured. More than 100 buildings and 60 vehicles have also been burned. Mahinda Rajapaksa resigned on Monday after violent clashes left 4 people dead. Liz Throssell, UN Human Rights spokeswoman, says the violence is troubling.
Authorities, including military personnel deployed in support of security forces, should exercise restraint in policing the situation and ensure that measures adopted in the context of the state of emergency comply with international human rights norms and not be used to stifle dissent or hinder peaceful protest.
The Rajapaksa brothers have been blamed for leading Sri Lanka into its worst economic crisis in decades. The country has been plagued by severe food and medicine shortages and rolling power cuts. 44 inmates have been killed in an Ecuador jail during a violent clash between rival gangs. It's the second deadly prison riot in the country, involving multiple fatalities in little more than a month. According to authorities, one group of inmates left their cells to attack another inside the Bella Vista lockup in Santo Domingo, about 70 kilometres west of the capital. Firearms, explosives and other weapons were found after police assault teams helped retake control of the prison. 220 prisoners escaped during the violence, of which 112 have been recaptured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says history will hold Russia responsible. Speaking in his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky says Europe has to think about the price to be paid for peace, as it did in World War II.
In European capitals, the main theme is the price of peace that still has to be paid to stop the war unleashed by Russia, and also the price to be paid by Russia for bringing the evil of total war to Europe again to destroy our people. I am sure that this is now the main topic in Moscow. They can portray anything in their propaganda, and let them, and they can make any kind of political statements. But the reality cannot be changed. Reality needs peace, and the only one guilty of destroying the peace is the Russian state.
He says Ukraine is making further efforts to join the European Union, providing the second part of answers to a special questionnaire required for membership. Queen Elizabeth's long reign entered new territory, with the 96-year-old monarch delegating the formal opening of Parliament to her son and heir. Prince Charles has set out the UK government's agenda in the traditional Queen's speech, stepping in for his mother, who couldn't attend due to health reasons. The speech is written by the government, but traditionally read out by the monarch. Prince Charles read through a short speech laying out 38 bills the government plans to pass.
Her Majesty's government will continue to seize the opportunity of the United Kingdom's departure from the European Union. Economic growth. Regulations on businesses will be repealed and reformed. A bill will enable law inherited from the European Union to be more easily amended.
To the election campaign, and Treasurer Josh Frydenberg looks set to lose his blue ribbon Melbourne seat of Kooyong to independent Monique Ryan, according to a new poll. The YouGov poll, commissioned by the Australian newspaper, also shows another independent, Zoe Daniel, ahead of Liberal Tim Wilson in the seat of Goldstein. But the poll shows other so-called teal independents falling short in their challenges to sitting Liberal members in the New South Wales seats of McKellar, Wentworth and North Sydney. Last night, Anthony Albanese defended his support for a minimum wage increase in line with the current inflation rate of 5.1%. The Coalition has accused Mr. Albanese of unprecedented interference in the Commission's operations. Business groups only support a 3% increase to the minimum wage. And SBS is continuing to make the 2022 federal election more accessible for multicultural communities with live interpretations of tonight's Leaders' Debate hosted by Channel 7. At 8:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time, SBS will be streaming in Arabic, Mandarin, Cantonese and Vietnamese live and exclusively on SBS On Demand and Facebook. To sport, fresh allegations of racism at Collingwood Football Club have emerged, with former player Heretia Lumumba sharing audio of conversations between him and ex-Magpies coach Nathan Buckley on social media. Buckley can be heard accusing Lumumba of throwing former president Eddie Maguire under the bus, questioning whether he had the best interests of the club. Lumumba replied, "I didn't throw him under the bus," saying it was hurtful that Buckley still believed that. The leaked conversations, which took place in 2014, were released after Buckley on Monday said Lumumba's experience with racism were not the truth that he knew to be true. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a possible late shower, 22. Adelaide becoming cloudy, 21. Melbourne much the same in 20. Hobart partly cloudy, 17. Canberra showers increasing, 17. Wollongong showers, 21. Sydney similar conditions, 23. Newcastle showers increasing, 24. Brisbane rain, 22. Cairns showers and a possible storm, 28. And Darwin partly cloudy, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.